Hi, and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And first off today, a quick look at the ups and downs of last week's farming. Sheep, and all seasons lambs in particular, down in the doldrums still, with 195 pence a kilo, the mark at the moment. But, as you would expect, that market for the old season coming to a close. Meanwhile, on the cattle front, an average of 217 pence for bullocks and 207 for heifers in the stores at Dingwall on Wednesday show just how strong that trade is. The comment from the auctioneers: a mixed show of cattle on offer sold extremely well, with quality kinds particularly dear. Turning to cereals, and the improved weather across the northern part of the world has eased concerns over this year's harvest. You don't need me to tell you April was colder and wetter than average, but that has taken the edge off drought concerns south of the border and put cereal crops back into better shape. November 2012 futures stand at around £155 a tonne and spot for wheat £170 a tonne plus. But back to today, and I've got a question for you. Is your own personal pooch or moggy chipped? Well, we're well used to farm animals being tagged and EID'd, but what if your dog, working or not, goes missing? Here's TV vet Emma Milne encouraging us to get our dogs and cats microchipped.
You can actually chip any animal, and I think particularly with pets like cats that do wander away from home and lose collars, chipping is a really, really good way to make sure that your animal's going to come back.
Just tell us a bit about how it works. How do you get the chipping done?
I think a lot of pet owners are quite worried or have these sort of fears that it's a huge job. Actually, it's just the same as any other injection. The chip itself is no bigger than a large grain of rice, and it's just implanted under the scruff, very quick to do, and it's lifelong. There's the one-off fee that you do when you actually put the chip in, registers the pet for the rest of its life.
You have it done at the vets, do you?
Yeah, well, you can have them done at the vets. If some people are taking on animals from rescue centres, or some breeders will have already had them chipped. So it's important that people know whether their animal's actually been done or not.
Is there a website or something we can go to get some more information?
It's tracer-microchips.co.uk.
And with 250,000 dogs alone getting lost each year, well worth thinking about putting a tracer chip into him or her. Just ask your vet or go to that website, tracer.microchips.co.uk, for more information. And don't forget, if you're near farm animals this weekend, do keep your pet on a lead, please. But I'll leave you with that for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 to 12:40 with more MFR Farming.